Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin. Leadership doesn't end when you hand over the gavel. In this episode, we'll explore why one of Toastmasters' most overlooked roles, the immediate past president, may quietly shape a club's culture, continuity, and its future success. Joining us today is Antonio Mendes, distinguished Toastmaster. He says he's made in Germany and based in Portugal. Antonio brings together vision, curiosity, pragmatism, and a strong focus on results. Over a 46-year career in technology, he has worked as an IT manager, consultant, entrepreneur, and business leader, and today advises organizations on cloud, cybersecurity, and artificial intelligence. Outside of work, his adventurous side comes through pursuits ranging from aerobatic flying and skydiving to karting, mountain biking, and years competing nationally in handball as a goalkeeper. He's been a Toastmaster for 12 years. He's currently the immediate past president of Setúbal Toastmasters Club. He has served in multiple club and district leadership roles. He's helped establish and revive clubs and earned a reputation as an engaging storyteller and communication leader. In this conversation, Antonio will share lessons from his article, The Unsung Hero of Toastmasters, Discover the Value the Immediate Past President Can Provide a Club, which is featured in the July 2026 issue of the Toastmaster magazine. Coming to us today from the historic port city of Setúbal in southwestern Portugal, Antonio Mendes, bem-vindo, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thanks, Greg, for this opportunity.
Antonio, I really love the concept of focusing in on the immediate past president, a role that really, you say, doesn't get a lot of attention. But you were president four times, but you decided to talk about the immediate past president. What made you want to explore this topic?
This means that I was four times IPP.
That's true.
We sometimes reflect about our functions. I reflect a lot about IPP. I saw the numbers and statistics from our DCP, and I saw how clubs goes up and down because IPP on the guidebook of Toastmasters said that IPP is responsible for the management of the elections, normally in May of each year. I remember think a lot about that experience when I was president from a club. Suddenly the club go down. Now I am a president again on the club that I was fond, the Setúbal Toastmasters Club. I saw the difference between the legacy and the importance that how IPP can apport lots of information and support the new president. This is why I decide to make a reflection about the role of IPP.
So in a new year, sometimes in a club, the IPP is sometimes the only constant or the only continuity. In fact, you describe the IPP as a bridge between the past and the future. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. When I am the new IPP of the club, it's not a question of the president to shake hands. Thank you very much. You are very good. And bye-bye. More or less, a kind of that. Because by the guidebook, you have the responsibility to be the bridge between the past, what was the president, and for the future. He gives all of the know-how and support to help the new role of the president and, of course, to help maintain all of the culture and actions and things that the club are doing at the moment.
Can you recall some of the things? well, you are IPP now, so
yes.
What are some of the practical things or what are some of the things that you share with the club president?
I think what concerns me is that because we have new members, maybe, I don't know, now the member, we have the responsibility of to be the president. The idea is to be a kind of watching what's happened during the weeks and the sessions under the club, and to be a watchword to help the officers and the president if something is not correct or they forget to organize something, become from our tradition, because sometimes you have new officers from new members. It's important to support them to maintain all of the culture and traditions we have on the club. So the idea is to to be always like a shadow and advise when something are not on the typical way that the club do at that time.
What are some of the things that you're always being asked about?
Normally, when we have members with the cause of leadership, depending if it's VPPR, VPM, or president, they always have questions. Or sometimes it's necessary to do some actions and they forget or they don't know. When we are going to be on the COT or TLI, we need to have 4 members. It's enough. We need to motivate all of the members of all of the officers, the 7 officers, to go to this COT or TLI, organize a contest. Sometimes these new members, they don't remember if they have more than 1 year what the club have done. Sometimes we must give the opportunity for the new members more than 6 months under the club to be president or to have another responsibility. And sometimes they don't know how to do the things. An officer with a proactive attitude to learn, he makes questions. Because we see what they do. If you are a little passive because they don't know how to do things, you must help, you must remember, advise. I saw once a VPPR in September. You have no idea the way to do a plan for activities by month, publications on Instagram and Facebook. So it's sometimes necessary to remember that it's important, because when an ex-officer share all of the information to the new officer, maybe that ex-officer quit from the club. And this means that the new officer are not going to do the things on the right way. The ex-president, the IPP, must be on the club to sure to have the guarantee of the momentum of the club. And it's very important. If IPP quit from the club, the probability for the club to forget traditions and the culture can be very bad.
Yeah. In North America, we have an idiom. I don't know if it's the same in Portugal. It's called a jack of all trades. It's usually somebody that knows a little bit of everything. And it sounds like the IPP fits in right there. So when a club is trying to do their budget or the COT, their club officer training, and or organize a TLI, Toastmasters Leadership Institute, or put together their club plan, they're struggling, right? Maybe they took their training, maybe they read the manual, but they need that little bit of extra help. And that's where the IPP comes in to try to, you know, avoid anything crashing down.
Yes, I think it's natural for new members to have new responsibility, making mistakes. They don't know everything. And the idea of the IPP is to support them, to help them to open the eyes. For me, I prefer to help a new member to do the things not on the right way, because he must find his way to do that, but to avoid mistakes. At the end, the IPP is a mentor of, as I said on my article, a mentor-in-chief who is behind on the shadow to see how the things goes and help the officers.
Yeah. One of the things that stuck in my head in the article was the analogy that you used, that the IPP is like an airbag in your car. I love that. Can you elaborate a bit more on that?
Yeah. When you buy a new car, today it's common to have more than one airbag. So you buy the car, and we have sure that the airbag maybe can have the potential to work in case of an accident. So IPP is a guarantee that if something happens, a toxic member, problems with officers, this is a question of ego management. Sometimes we have conflicts. Sometimes the things are not going well. Suddenly, it's very important to push the button and the airbag must open to avoid the real crash of the club. Because just one member can be a big problem on the club. IPP is a kind of airbag to maintain the safety and the security in case of a crash. Of course, the driver must be prepared to avoid accidents. But sometimes we have external or situations that we don't control. For example, suddenly the club lose their location, their venue. This is a big problem. To guarantee the motivation and the problems, and now what are we going to do? Finding a place who can help us can be 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months without a new venue. IPP can help a lot to maintain the way. For example, in our club, time to time, we make a session, was in my house. We have a venue, but we decide at least, or each 2 months, one member open his apartment, his house, to have a session, making a session just in socks. So we create something. So this kind of initiatives that the members bring to the club, when exist problems, it's more easy to handle the problem. It's more easy to find a solution. It's more easy to put the members motivated, because the worst thing, which for me it's very difficult to understand, is losing members because of the environment, because they are not happy, because they are not, they don't see the motivation to go each week to the session after one hard day work. This is the importance of the IPP to help the new officers and to maintain the culture of the club.
That makes a lot of sense. The, you know, the airbag analogy is extremely powerful, because typically when something goes wrong and you have everyone who's brand new and no one who knows what's going on, it's chaotic. But if you have that pivot point or that single peg point or that single go-to person at the time, at least it's a starting point. Once you show some of the things that you've done, so for example, you found a new location, you changed some of the fun, exciting things that happened in a meeting. Once you're sharing that, other people in the club can get some ideas from that. And then next time something comes up, they could do it. Which brings me to something interesting as well, as you mentioned the word culture a couple of times. So typically clubs will have a culture, but the membership of the club, the makeup of the club, can sometimes change. I remember when I first joined Toastmasters, I was sort of in the middle age range of the group. Eventually, at one point, I was sort of the younger baby of the group. And then, of course, later on, I'm the older person in the group. So I'm kind of curious, how do you preserve the traditions of a club without becoming resistant to change?
Always in each our professional lives, always exists the zero moment, something beginning. In our case, in Setúbal Toastmasters Club, we can say this is a club with 9 years, but we are a new club from the last 3 years. And we're beginning to do things. The main tradition is the Muscatel drink that we have at the end of the session, food and drinks with our local wine. And we are open for the initiatives from the members. And today, we are on the fourth year. We maintain the same things that we have done from the first year. On summer, meetings on the 1-2 meetings on the beach. We have the Christmas dinner, the toast cards, the Toastmasters Oscars from the club. We do last year for the first time, and everybody said, was a good idea, let's go to now again. The member of the year, the member who make more speech, the make more calls, the member who are more innovated, the best project. We have many projects on our club. The success was so big that the member said, we are going to do again this year in July the Toscars. Yes. And we find another member to organize everything. We have learned from the mistakes we have done from the first time. Now we are going to be better than last year. We have the fourth marathon of speech next year. And this happened about new ideas. When someone bring new ideas for any kind of club, if it was success, so normally is to repeat again and repeat again. And then when you repeat things in a certain moments of the year, in our lives beginning to be, this is we call tradition. It's our tradition to do that. It's our tradition in all of the sessions making the speech contest for evaluators, prepared speech and improved speech. Always is a tradition from our club to have an initial moment in the beginning of the session. Any member can say during 2 minutes what he wants or she wants to tell, a joke, a philosophic moment, telling something from the news. You have the opportunity to, during 2 minutes, without having feedback, because some members don't like the feedback on the beginning. When these ideas become to be successful, we want to repeat again. And this is that because the members like it, love it. Let's do again. Who are going to organize that? Who is the first Toastmaster to organize that? These kinds of environment creates that because we try to do our best. We try to do the things to be funny, to put people enjoy at the moment, bring the family, bring the kids. We evolve our community, the member after the proud to belong to this family, the club. Because of that, we are open to receive initiatives from the members. So tradition is what we decide to be done because it's positive for everybody. We can try it. If the result was bad, okay, we cut it from our mind and we find another alternative. So the club decides what is the tradition. But it's very curious your question because I think this is the drive for the success for the club to have sustainability in growing and to maintain its culture.
Yeah. I love the fact that you don't accept tradition as a given. You actually seem to evaluate and reevaluate,
yes.
Which I think is very, very powerful. And of course, without an IPP, you may not have that continuity. You may not even have that history.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Antonio, let's step back for a moment. How did Toastmasters first enter your life?
2014, maybe you can feel that from this interview that I speak a lot. In my commercial approach to the customers at that time, I was selling data center infrastructure, hosting and housing, and I spent 2 hours selling my product. Suddenly, I decided with some friends to create a startup. I saw a friend on Facebook, Alberto José Alberto from Braga, from the north of Portugal, president of the club. I saw many photos on Facebook, what they are doing with the micro and gestures, some photos. He knows that I'm going to open a startup because also he is an investor. He told me, if you want to make the famous pitch elevator to investors, you must be on a Toastmasters. What? What is Toastmasters? So in Expen, a couple of minutes. And because at that time I live in Almada, in the south of Lisbon, the other side of the river. So was a new club, less than 1 year, very known at that moment. So I decided to enter on the club. For me, it was a bad moment because I didn't receive any kind of briefing. So I saw people shake hands, applause with lots of pins. And I said, oh my God, this is a kind of another organization, everybody, my friend, and applause for everything. And this is not the right place for me. Suddenly, improved speech, and I was a victim. So everybody enthusiasm my person to go to the stage, make an improved speech. And of course, my hand on the trousers and the way I speak, I'm a little stutterer. So, and when I received the feedback, I said to myself, I am on the right place. So my idea is to create my pitch to investors, my pitch to customers, my pitch to partners, my pitch to the public, my 5 minutes pitch. So I decide I am on the right place to improve the way I need to speak. But not only that, because I need to make the same pitch in 3 minutes, sometimes in 1 minute. And I have already done a pitch on the WC, a public toilet, for 15 seconds. I did need to make a teaser with an English investor. And at the end, we wash our hands, we shake it. He gave me the card and he told me, when you do the prototype in Portugal, call me. So that person, if today I call him, he remembers, of course, that I make the pitch to him in 50 seconds on the bathroom. So, and I always give this example in the proper moment. I always talk this situation. So this is why I joined the Toastmasters. Love it a lot until today, 12 years. I did that responsibilities as area director twice, division director, all of the halls, some workshops, the area, division, also in the district, help to give tips to grow more, to engage new members, the conversion from guest to member. I give ideas out of the box. The members love a lot. And I saw that on Toastmasters, I learn a lot. Also, of course, I'm an altruist as a person and I love to share. And it's very interesting to see how you can have some influence that to help Toastmasters organizations to grow. And this is my goal, my way. And this is motivates myself. Even from the beginning of June, I am retiring from my professional life during 47 years working in IT business. But I cannot stop to be a Toastmasters. Maybe on my last day, I make my last speech of my life.
It's obvious what kept you engaged over the 12 years. You shared your story of encouraging Anna into leadership. And I think it's really important as a immediate past president to find people who are going to be our next leaders. What did you see in her?
Well, someone said, I saw something on her and I don't know what.
Dhananjaya Hedayarachchi, he was a 2014 world champion. Yes, I had a wonderful opportunity of interviewing him.
It was amazing, his speech. We use a lot on our club, that phrase is. Anna was a new member, and I saw on her potential, the way he briefed Toastmasters. Very young as a Toastmaster, don't know many things. When she know me and heard about my past as a founder of the Stuba Toastmasters Club, and at that time we don't know yet who can be the president of the club because of the experience. In a couple of days in conversation with Anna, I saw the motivation she have to belong to Toastmasters. And I said to her, why you don't go to be the president? I don't know, I have no experience, blah, 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 blah. And I told her, don't worry, I will be your shadow. In truth, she is one of our souls from our club. She's have an amazing way to motivate people. During the time I support her, during 2023 to 2024, in the 2024, in the beginning, she told me, Antonio, why we don't organize the fall summit? Oh, yeah, I told her, you are crazy. You don't have any kind of idea. Because of the fall summit is all of the clubs, all of the countries from District 107, maybe 150 people outside of Portugal, the venue, the keynote speakers, the workshops, the hotels, restaurants, visits in terms of tourism, parts of the Stubal city. I'm going to do that. Okay, if you are going to do that, you have my support. So again, I was the shadow from her. And she makes an amazing job. She organized the Fall Summit when the organization makes 100 years, the best event in Portugal since 2006. And the way she motivated the people, the way she kept the people to join to the group, also with from members from other clubs, which help us with our experience. And she organized everything and was fantastic. This overachievement was the beginning of the members to understand we are in a special club. Anna Natário have a way to lead, a way to motivate people who is completely different from what I saw at today. She was president, IPP, RE director. Now, after the 1st of July, she will be the division director of Division D. She are making this path. Normally, she said at the end of anything in English, she always said, Toastmasters, what else? Yes, because George Clooney make an advertising on the TV with the coffee, Nespresso. And the last word is Nespresso, what else? It's a very nice way she said that. This is an example that someone who give everything from her side to the organization. And everybody beginning to understand, I can do that. I can accept this challenge. Why I don't do this? She have a way, took lots of initiatives. She have the power to join the people. These kind of things are contagious. Help the others to see, I can do also on this way. We have some new members who have accepted the challenge to be officer. They know they have always the support from the oldest members of the club. This is an example of how to be a good leader. And we learn a lot with her.
obviously, it sounds like you had a significant impact on helping right. Anna grow, but she had that inside of her, but it needed someone to help her show that she could do. And it's interesting, obviously she was a great president, but you had mentioned in the article, Anna really showed you how powerful the IPP role can be. How so?
Yes, because was the first time I felt that if I wasn't there with my experience, maybe his path on as the responsibility of to be the president wasn't the same. Maybe she was more afraid to do something. So IPP, or a member with experience behind as a shadow of a new president, helped a lot. And also I was motivated to help her because I saw how the atmosphere on the club was lighter, how the people accept each other, the friendship she creates with everybody, the engagement. Of course, these minimize the potential risks and potential mistakes that the members can do. So in a certain way, the club came from a weak club with 8 members, and suddenly that year we came from 8 to 20 members. These kinds of motivation she delivers to everybody fill me that, wow, if an IPP can appear in each moment to support the president, maybe it is a good thing that the future IPP from other clubs can feel it and deliver the support to the new president. This year was for me, when 2 years before studying the statisticals and the numbers of the clubs and growing and up and down, the members support me to do something different. So this is why I created this content, that power that the IPP have on the culture continues on the club. And this example for me was amazing. And Anna opened my eyes and opened my mind to do this kind of document.
So as a technical guy, you would say that this empirical evidence supported your hypothesis.
Yes. It's a good analogy, yes.
That's amazing, because you experienced it and then you see someone else experience it, and it really, really hits home.
Normally, on my past, I was a general manager of a very known Dutch company called BAN. And at the time, I was general manager. 1 year later, on the ending of the 90s, was the .com. So I received a challenge with a friend to create a .com. And so I quit from a very safety job of responsibility as a general manager to be an entrepreneur. Before I have the decision to give top management in Europe that I'm going to quit, I decide who are going to substitute me, who can be the next leader of the organization. This gives me on a comfort zone to, when I said to my chief that I'm going to quit, but I have here with me a potential person who can follow me, follow my ideas, and substitute me. So this is normally what I said on the beginning of March. Hey guys, you need to begin to think what are the new officers for May to have the elections. So each one of you find on the club who can be your successor. This creates another kind of exercise for the members.
So now we're in July. So all of the presidents out there have now officially become immediate past presidents. Can you suggest what are some of the first few things that they probably should do?
Please don't shake your hands. Don't say, thank you. Now I'm finished. If on the guidebook of Toastmasters say something regarding some tips from this article, maybe the IPP, when reads the guidebook, must keep more things on mind. So please keep it on the club and support the officers and to be most present as possible, because you are the guarantee of the sustainability of the club. And also have the handover with the new officers. Reinforce that you are present. I am here to support you in everything you want and to have the continuous success of the club.
Yeah. So a handover meeting where all the old executive and the new executive get together. Sometimes it's the same. And then you share best practices and share portfolios, et cetera.
Yeah.
Well, folks, if you now have a brand new view as to what the immediate past president looks like, I want you to share this episode with your friends and your family and your fellow Toastmasters. You can find the Toastmasters podcast at toastmasterspodcast.com, toastmasters.org, Apple, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcasts. And be sure to read Antonio's article, The Unsung Hero of Toastmasters, in the July 2026 issue of the Toastmaster magazine. And Antonio, for listeners who may want to reach out or connect with you and continue the conversation, where is the best place for them to reach you?
My email, mendes.ags@gmail.com. My Instagram is mendes.ags. In Facebook, mendes.ags. On LinkedIn is agsmendes.
Okay. We'll certainly put all the links to those in the show notes.
Yeah,
Antonio Mendes, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Thank you so much for continuing to be the IPP. Hopefully you'll move on to bigger and better things, maybe district director one day.
Well, let me see that. I did a promise a few years ago when I was invited to be a potential district director. I said, after my retirement, I can be a good candidate for that position, with respect with other candidates.
Once again, Antonio, thank you so much for taking the time, and all the best in your endeavors.
Greg, thank you very much for this opportunity to share.